Biden demands 15% budget increase for IRS, boosting $79 billion previously allocated. By Wendell Hasebo on March 9, 2023. President Joe Biden requested American taxpayers increase IRS funding by 15% in fiscal year 2024 to crack down on tax cheats, even as his son Hunter Biden is under investigation for tax violations. The proposed 15% increase is in addition to the previously allocated $79 billion over the next decade from the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Biden's $6.8 trillion budget requests an additional $1.8 billion for the IRS, boosting the agency's overall funding to $14.1 billion, The Washington Times reported. The additional revenue would account for a 15% boost from the more than $12 billion that Congress approved for the agency in December. The White House's budget includes $290 million in new funding to modernize the tax processing infrastructure at the IRS. Senate Republicans forced Mr. Biden to strip that money from last year's government funding bill. Republicans have widely opposed increasing taxpayer funds to the IRS and its desire to hire 87,000 new agents. House Republicans in January voted to slash funding for the agency after pledging to repeal the nearly $80 billion allocation from 2022 that funded the 87,000 new IRS agents. Hardworking Americans deserve an accountable government that works for them, not against them, Representative Douglas Lamborn, RCO, stated. The IRS should never be weaponized against American taxpayers. Rather, it should be focused on providing quality service to taxpayers. Rescinding the funding for 87,000 new IRS agents is a great first step in that direction. The Democrat-controlled Senate has vowed to ignore the bill. While Democrats have protected the 2022 legislation, Biden claimed Thursday that his budget was designed to help American families. "My budget reflects what we can do to lift the burden on hardworking Americans," he said, noting he was ready to negotiate with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA. With Republican in the House majority, much of Biden's budget is likely dead on arrival. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.